Whether you're navigating the challenges of parenthood with a crying baby, a teenager, or anything in between, whether you have one child or a dozen, know this, we see you, we are you.
We're modern moms and best friends with out-of-the-box kids, and we're here to cheer you on during this wild ride called motherhood.
We show ourselves grace, build badass communities, and choose to embrace the chaos with love and humor.
Welcome to This Flocked Up Life, because being a mom is messy, imperfect, and pretty flocked beautiful.
Hey there, I hope you're having a beautiful day. I'm Becky North, and I'm here with my favorite flaming gal, Lacey Verbeck. Hi, Lacey, how are you?
I'm great, Becky. Glad to be here with you today.
How was your week?
Well, it's been busy. This part of summer seems to always go a little sideways at my house. How about yours?
It's been busy here too, finishing up football seasons and dance seasons and all of that. But we did have the really great chance last night to, because of everything going on in the solarverse, to see Aurora Borealis in our own backyard, which was super fun.
That is amazing. It was cloud covered here in our Indianapolis studio, so we didn't get to see any of that magic. But boy, I am thankful for the Facebooks today because everyone is sharing their marvelous photos.
Yes. And if you have photos, those of you who are listening, we'd love to see them. So share them with us on our Facebook page or send them in. We'd love to see the beautiful images that you captured.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Well, in today's episode, we're diving right back into your questions. And we have a question from Emily Kay, who asks, Mother's Day didn't go quite how I expected. I'm disappointed and honestly a little shitty. How should I handle my feelings while still showing my family that I'm grateful for what they did? Great question, Emily. And I think that we can all say that we've probably been there. What about you, Lacey?
Oh, yeah. Wow, is this relatable? Again, last week I felt like was super relatable as well. So definitely excited to offer some thoughts here, Emily. But the first thing that comes up for me is I always have to sit with my feelings. That's something I'm sad to say I was probably about 40 years old before I really understood how to do this and the value of sitting with feelings rather than just experiencing them or letting them, you know, come out as a burst of anger. And what I mean by sitting with your feelings doesn't necessarily mean physically sitting, but to, you know, take a moment to actually just relax and introspect, you know, kind of go inside and experience your heart space a little bit, allow those feelings and emotions to just emerge and potentially even then just pass right through. It's amazing how much we just hold rather than allow to move through. The more feelings we experience and just hold in our body, the more suffering we create for ourselves, right? Sitting in the emotion and the experience of disappointment or anger or, you know, shame or guilt or frustration, the more we experience these things and don't move through them, don't sit with them in air quotation marks, the harder things become. So the first thing I would encourage you to do, Emily, is to sit with your feelings and just allow them to be and allow them to move through. You know, when I sit with feelings, a lot of times I will cry. A lot of times I will punch a pillow. You know, a lot of times I will walk it out. So literally go outside and just allow things to come as I'm walking. So it's kind of a, I guess, twofold win there because you're getting your steps in and you're moving through your feelings. So how about you, Becky?
You know, Lacey, I love that you actually brought that up, like that holding space and sitting with our feelings allows us to actually not hold it. Isn't that funny? Like, I don't know that I'd ever had that. I had that like literally click while you were talking about this. Sitting with them allows us to be able to just let go of them. So yeah, I agree with that completely.
Wonderful. Thank you. Awesome.
Of course.
The next suggestion I have is to write them out. This is another thing I've experimented with over the years. Actually, I had a therapist one time introduce the idea that writing actually allows us to have the expression without directing it at a person or a group of people. So writing out your disappointment, writing out your expectation and how the expectation wasn't met, kind of just pouring into a piece of paper, you know, the difficulty and the upset that you have around this situation. That's the next one, you know, and gratitude. You mentioned gratitude in your question, Emily. How do I still show up in gratitude? And gratitude journaling is also a technique that I've used. Maybe being grateful with words, you know, isn't possible in this moment, but being grateful on paper, you know, maybe something that a tool that you can use to still be grateful, still allow gratitude to flow. But, you know, maybe you're not ready to have that face-to-face moment saying thank you or, you know, sharing from your heart with those that you're feeling disappointed in right now. So gratitude journal would be another suggestion. Becky, I know you probably have a gratitude journaling practice as well. Any thoughts here?
Yeah. Sometimes when I need the big shift, gratitude is a big thing in our house, but we do like the walk, the gratitude walk. And I just want to say where you're just every step you're saying there's something you're grateful for. But sometimes in those moments when we're doing that, I need to remind you that you don't have to be grateful for the big things, right? Like you can be grateful for the big things, but it's not always those, right? So if there was one small moment, like maybe your child came up and held your hand or, you know, maybe they picked you a dandelion or something like that, but one small moment of gratitude. It doesn't have to be, I'm grateful for my big elaborate house and all of those things. Of course, we know you're grateful for those, but sometimes it's the small things that move us through.
Love that. Great point. You know, one other tip here would be to share with a trusted friend, you know, who loves you no matter what. And I hope that you have that person, Emily, in your life. I certainly do. And I'm on a podcast with her right this very minute. And she sees me at my worst and loves me through it. So if you have someone in your life who is that for you, then, you know, that would be my third suggestion, is to talk through your shitty feelings, talk through the disappointment, tell that person why this was hard. Tell that person why your feelings are hurt. Let them witness you in a way that clears this from your spirit. Sometimes all we need is to be seen and heard. Mm-hmm. And the person who you trust your heart with, hopefully that's your spouse, partner, etc., but it can also be that soul friend. That's kind of where I head first when I'm having a moment like this, you know, say with my kids or my husband or my family. Becky's the first one I call. So hope that helps. Becky, anything you'd like to jump in and share here for Emily's question?
You know, first, can I just normalize that I think a lot more moms might feel this than we care to maybe admit out loud. Have you been in this club, this disappointed on Mother's Day club, Lacey?
Oh, many, many years. But I will say that my husband, I grow in understanding every year. I become less upset every year because I think I see more and more of his humanity. Mm. Every year we're together. We've been married almost 21 years now. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And I think early on, I received it as intentional malice. I received it as, well, you didn't even try. You don't love me. You didn't think about me. You're lazy, right? And on and on and on. And now, you know, I recognize that he's human and he's doing the very best he can. And he comes from love every single day in his way.
Mm.
And Mother's Day is just another day, but he really does try to facilitate an experience for me every single year. And I feel super blessed by that. But oh, there have been many, many years where I thought, what is all this for? Why am I doing this if I'm not being loved and celebrated and recognized today? But, you know, I invite you to consider all the ways that you are being celebrated and loved and seen, you know, each and every week and each and every day of the year, because Mother's Day is just that, a day.
Mm. Man, that was profound. Thank you for sharing that.
Ooh, thank you.
It definitely brought something up for me about we're different, right? We're different than our partners. Even if you're married to somebody who is a lot like you, our love languages are different. We show up differently. We show love differently.
So what the flap are you waiting for? Hit the follow button and become part of our growing flock. Because let's face it, it'll be fun and you're worth it.
I remember a Mother's Day that was heartbreaking for me, if I'm honest. And I don't know that I've ever actually shared this story super publicly. So yeah, but here we go.
Thank you for being willing.
But I love to shower the people I love with love. And I love to do that. And I married into a very amazing family. I would just go and try to go so above and beyond for Mother's Day because I felt so blessed to have two amazing bonus parents, because my husband's parents have split and both remarried. And so two amazing bonus moms. I would try to coordinate big gifts. My husband comes from a very big family, and like with everybody involved and all of the kids and all of the grandkids, and let's create a meal and just make this day super, super special for them, because that is my love language, right? Like that's how I wrap people I love in love, is I want to show up and I want to be big and I want them to see how important they are to me. And I remember having this beautiful day and making sure that the bonus moms and mother-in-laws and all of that had gifts, and that my own mom had a gift. And at the end of the day, I was just tired and exhausted. And I remember sitting literally in the shower with it on and just crying a little to myself, because I was like, this is my day too.
Yes. Oh boy.
I told my husband several months later that he was a crappy gift giver because he had given me something homemade from the kids. And don't get me wrong, I love homemade. I love those memories. I love that. But it didn't, in that moment, it didn't feel intentional. It felt like an afterthought. Right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm sharing this story out loud, and I've grown a lot since that girl, right? I think it's because I made myself feel like an afterthought, not necessarily that the gift was an afterthought.
Oh, I have goosebumps all over, Becky. Wow. What like, a realization.
Yeah. Whew, I have them too. But that whole day I pushed and I shoved and I created a beautiful experience that I could have just immersed myself in. And instead, I chose to see myself as the one pulling the puppet strings. And then at the end of the day, I was like, but what about me?
To use your favorite phrase, the trademark Becky phrase, you were in it. Right? You were too much in it that day.
I was in it. And let's be honest that it took 10 years and this podcast for me to realize that. Like right now, today is when that realization came to me about this. And there was some shame for me around that feeling. And I can see now that shame, that was me being ashamed of me. That wasn't, oh, I don't love that they gave me a homemade gift, or, oh, this day wasn't about me, because it was just as much about me. I want to just go back kind of, Lacey, to what you said about like checking in with your feelings, finding the root of why. So you have these feelings, but what's the why? If you haven't heard of the five whys, it's not always five, sometimes it's 17. I want to be really clear, but like you keep asking why until you get to the root cause. Oh, I'm upset. Well, why are you upset? Well, I'm upset because I don't feel like I got celebrated. Well, why don't you feel like you got celebrated? And you just keep going and you keep going and you keep going until you get to the root of why. For example, in the story I just shared, I didn't make myself a priority that day. How could anybody else possibly make me a priority if I didn't make myself a priority?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm not saying that that's what you did or didn't do, Emily, but I am saying, like Lacey said, check in with your feelings and know that you like find the root of why. And it's okay to say, hey, I want to be recognized because everybody wants to be recognized. Everybody wants to be recognized. And being a parent, and specifically being a mom, right? Because I'm not a dad, so I can't speak to what being a dad is like, right? But it does take all of it out of you, right? And you want somebody to see you.
100%.
So to Emily and to Lacey and to my own mother and to my mother-in-laws and to my bonus mother-in-law and to all of my girlfriends listening to this podcast and to you, the person who I may never have met, but you've joined our beautiful community, you are doing an amazing job. You're doing a great job. And every day may not feel like a win, but every day there is one. And you are helping to mold the future of our world. And I don't take that lightly. And I know Lacey doesn't either.
Amen. So. Yes. And we see you and we celebrate you. I know we said that and we said that a little earlier in the episode that we see you and we are you, but we're celebrating you. If no one else is, we are.
We are.
We're proud of you.
We're proud of you and keep showing up for you. Right. And saying that for you. And so Emily, just the last thing that I'm going to say to the point here is that after you've done all of the things that we've talked about and Lacey had some really great tips in there, and I know I keep jumping back to them, but like, and you've found the heart of why, and you've celebrated gratitude, and that I would say, be willing to have the hard conversation, be willing to sit down with your spouse or significant other or partner or whoever that is, and have the conversation about how you felt today and what maybe what you'd like to see different in the future. Because I cannot expect my husband to read my mind.
Oh, yeah.
As much as I wish he could.
That would be my favorite. And, you know, and Becky, you're so right about having that conversation, but I would also encourage you to have the conversation when you feel ready. Don't let someone force you into having that conversation when you feel off center, when you are still angry. It's really important that you enter into that conversation on your time and on your terms. And a technique I learned back in my corporate days was the sandwich technique, which I'm sure you may have heard in other contexts, but it's about saying something good and then saying something hard and then saying something good. So sandwiching the bad with good, right? Two pieces of good bread and the bad peanut butter in the middle. Okay. I love food. So hence the food analogy. Anyway. So, finding joy in the little things and the little moments that went right, and talking about that first and last, and then saying that difficult thing in the middle if need be.
Yes, Lacey, that's a great point and a great way to be able to have those conversations. And so, Emily, just at the end of the day, I would say, again, you're doing a great job and we see you and we're celebrating you. And I'm sorry the day didn't go exactly like you thought it would. I would just say strive really hard to make tomorrow just an amazing day. Like, you can be in control of that and you can say, you know what? I want to redo. We're going to re-celebrate today, and you can celebrate on your terms.
We so appreciate your question, Emily, and best wishes to you for a beautiful day tomorrow. And thanks, Becky, for being here with me today. I so enjoyed our conversation, and we'll see you next time.